What is the best sound in the world? I used to say that my favourite sound in the world was the noise that my second oldest son made when he laughed as a kid. It was just a glorious noise.
I reckon the early, I reckon the early morning sound of magpies chortling in the trees.
Bupa researchers have looked into the way we respond to audio cues and found that for Time Poor Australian, our favourite sounds, well, he can tell us. Simon Davis is a Bupa audiologist. Simon, good morning to you.
Oh, g'day, guys. Yes, good morning to you. And there'll be a few sounds out there to listen to this morning, as always. And exactly, we've done a little bit of research on that. And look, at now that Bupa has entered the market in terms of hearing, we've had a little look at what's important to people. And certainly our hearing is one of those things that tends to get a little bit neglected relative to some of our other sensory organs like eyesight. It's one of those things that we tend to leave go for a long time in terms of doing something about it when we're starting to have issues. And we miss out on hearing some really lovely, rich sounds in our life, as well as having issues with communication.
Well, some sounds have a purpose, don't they? They say that a baby's crying is designed to be really annoying, because it means that you go and attend to the child.
Correct. And I think, too, we always think about hearing our talking to people, but there are so many other sounds in our life that enrich our lives. And I've got young children myself, and I know some of the things they hear and some of the noises they make, pretty funny. And
well, they've also got better hearing. They'll be able to hear sounds that you can't hear.
Yeah, mind you, at my age, I'm just on 50, and my hearing's still fairly good. But yeah, certainly we're finding I find
it's not a question of your hearing being good. I reckon there are certain sounds that only youngsters can hear. They've used it to scare kids away from congregating in department stores and the likes by paying a noise that only they hear.
Yeah, the really, really high-pitched ones that we tend to lose a little bit earlier. That's very true, yeah.
So what are our favourite sounds?
Well, I think, isn't that such an individual question? You know, there's so many things. A lot of people don't like things too noisy. I love going to the football and hearing the sound of the football crowd and people there and talking to your friends. I think we are, by nature, communicative animals, human beings. And so, for me, it's all about communication and talking. But music, I think that's one of the sad things that people tend to lose a little bit when they're losing their hearing as well. I think you're right, some of the softer sounds that we hear, if you live in the bush, and some of those sorts of sounds. You think about walking along a beach and just some of the sounds you hear along the beach.
Well, it's interesting. Simon, nice to talk with you. Simon Davis, Bupa audiologist, because you are told there are two things human beings can stare at forever, aren't there?
Fire and water.
Fire and the ocean.
Yes.
Yeah. But you don't, no one's given you a Michael Caine-like factoid about the noises that human beings like the most.
Not many people know that.
Rain on the roof.
Rain on a tin roof.
Rain on a tin roof. Cause half of Melbourne go and have a wee.
Yes.
Because it's half got me out the door.
What about the sound of a naturally aspirated V12 engine?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't have that.
Some people will buy a car simply on the basis of what it sounds like.
It's somewhat ironic, isn't it, that I missed the sound of a Formula One engine, the high-pitched squeal they used to make, which they don't make anymore. It is 17 after 8.